You're on the. You're on.
We'll reconvene the Gates County Board of Equalization for Wednesday, July 12th at 1:05 on the clock. 1:03 on hers. We'll be going through the change, no change list. We've got about 60 some odd today. 66, 68. What we'll do is we'll just start. Patty, do you want to just go right down the list on the change and no change, or do we have a sign-in sheet?
We have a sign-in sheet. So the first one is Gary, but were you going to speak or no? And who has yours, Lloyd?
Yeah, I think I've got all of them, but I'm not sure.
There's two that we have here, okay, on this.
Yes.
What property?
And then he's got another three or four.
That's coming later.
Coming later.
Yeah. So we have a sign-in sheet here on the table. Anyone that would like to speak, sign in, and we'll go through that sheet in order. If you have materials, give them to Patty Milligan there. We'll get copies made for the board.
I'm going to testify.
But there's still maybe...
We'll try to keep it brief as you're presenting. If you could present your case in 5 minutes, kind of cap things off, and then we'll have discussion beyond that. But that way we'll kind of keep things moving.
Okay, so Gary was the first one on the sheet, Gary Barnard, but he's not going to speak, I guess, right?
That would be...
On the change, no change?
Yeah, it's in a change. It's number 2 and number 25.
Gary not talking is a real surprise. Right here.
And Gary, you're good with the adjustments on each of those, as written.
What was the reason for lowering? Because they were both pretty significant.
I don't think he heard you.
Lawyer,
she asked.
Oh, sorry. What?
Over here. What was the reason for lowering? They were pretty significant.
On Gary Barnard's?
Yes.
The sales. I have the sales in the file. That
the sales of the property?
Yes. Okay. We could pull those out and look at them if you want.
I believe you. I just asked. It was. I mean, we were going from 157 to 52 and 90 to 30.
Right.
So item 2 and item 25, we'll just mark those as all right then as written. Who do you have next, Patty?
Joe Armstrong.
Be on the no change.
I have
number
some,
3.
Joe Armstrong, 1250 Lakeview Lane. I've got some information.
Oh, yeah. Will you give your name and address for the record?
Joe Armstrong, 1250 Lakeview Lane, Beatrice.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right.
I'll let you get that. I met with Daryl here probably a week ago, and what's most disappointing is that I was told I was on the meeting 2 weeks from now. So I randomly got a call from my neighbor, which is one of my comparables on the backside, Jason Zollner, that says his was lowered, and just wanted to make sure that I knew that. So that sparked the interest to come in here. Lo and behold, I'm on today and didn't know anything about it. So I wouldn't have been here to protest it. And from what you show, I show no change. I just spoke to Daryl, and he said I did have a change down to what his recommendation was. But this is the comparison I gave him in our meeting. These are the 6 most comparable homes to ours, which is in a rural acreage development, no city water, sewer, and obviously no fire protection. We have our price per square foot at $193, and everybody else is way lower, like $156. If that Zollner thing sticks, I mean, we're closer to 130, so that's pretty self-explanatory why mine went up 63%, and these are all 6 comparable homes in the same development or right next door. So that is my case on that.
Patty, do you want to give your rationale for Daryl?
Okay, Joe and I met, and he gave me some corrections on his square footage that we had to adjust, the style and things. And I recommended $733,660. He was asking for $680,000.
Oh, Daryl, can you talk into the mic, please, for the record?
Come on out here, Daryl. Sit down.
No, you're fine.
Not Daryl.
I'll move around the corner. Patty, move.
Yeah. Mr. Armstrong,
that's fine.
Had asked for $839,820. I recommended $733,660. I had changed some things on the property record card. Joe had also supplied the list. And the list that he supplied, I apologize. The girls are making seven copies of everything I have, and I've got seven parcels, more than what he gave us, that helps support where I am. So in the list that,
They're making them.
Okay, they're making the copies because I want the board to be able to follow along so that we don't have misunderstanding.
He asked for 739 and you recommended 733?
No, yes.
That
no.
Is, that's incorrect.
839.
The current value is 839. He is saying, Daryl's saying 733, and what was...
Joe wanted six.
On the first page is 681. That's just based off square footage, logical values. Comparable homes, same area.
Right.
I mean, exact same home. And now with that Zollner drop, that's actually lower. I'm not even going to address that. I mean, I was fine with that, and it is what it is.
He's talking about another taxpayer that protested.
I guess
was,
on
was Zollner's loaded lower than Daryl?
Yeah, we had a classification error. I don't have that card. You're going to have to pull it, or we're going to have to go get it.
679 is what he told me, just today. That's the only reason why I showed up today, or I would have not been here.
Let me just give a little bit of what happened. So last week we got both of these guys in here. I think you ended up calling Joe. I had called a couple times, and your phone went to. It wouldn't take a message, but then you got a hold of him, and we got him in at 5. So this just happened just at the last minute here this last week. So, and then I think Zollner came in, too, the same time. Both of you were here that same
correct.
Day.
Correct. He was right before me.
5, yeah.
I mean, they're as close to two comparable homes as possible.
So
they both have swimming pools, I'll say that. But the list that Mr. Armstrong supplied us with, one of them is a partial value that's so low, but you'll see on the I've marked it all. And one of them, he had
a short one,
evidently. On my list, I have one that sold, a sale, but we got Joe at $173,660 at $168.77 a square foot. If you go to this equalization summary sheet, and
will you give us that footage again, Daryl?
His square feet?
Yeah, 168.
Oh, $168.77 a square foot.
Okay.
That's what we have here. So on his list, he has, he's got the stuff operated over there. We did change it. He's got it at $193.20 is what it would have been at the $839,870. He did come in, and he gave me, I made a few changes to what he gave me.
Same location.
That's the reason for that. And if you want to take these down, now we got Stuart Zoller. His was an error in the square foot. He's got a one-story, not a one-and-a-half. That's the reason for his reduction, Terry. He's got fake dormers up there that looks, if you look from the outside, you'd say it's a 1.5. Joe's going to tell us something different. He may know more about it, but we don't. So, and he's got Tiemann's on there, Garnet's on there, and Means is on there. And so,
what is
1075? Huh?
What is Zollner's move to, or what is that one
I can go get
per square foot?
You just went, he's not on today.
All the change I made was the style, and it reduced it down. So.
At his value, it's $679, so that'd be $149 square foot.
Okay. And he's a one-story, whereas you're a one-and-a-half.
Somewhat. A garage loft. So if you call that a story and a half.
Okay. He has finished area on the second floor. So if you look at that, I took him to 169, which is 733, 659, or what I recommended. So any, on that list, anybody have any questions on it? Because I pulled quite a few.
I missed last year's because I was out for a kid. But does this need a motion to do what he requested, or how do we do this?
The way we'd have to do is make a motion to make a change to a certain dollar amount and a second, and then vote.
So
just in full disclosure on this.
But we have him on the no change list, and so we really need to move him to the change list and then put those figures of what it's supposed to be.
Well, why is he on a no change list?
I think they grabbed that. It wasn't scheduled. And I was still reviewing it.
Zollner's is also on the no change list. He's up today also. Zollner is also on the no change list.
Okay. So I think we need to move them over as to number 33 and 34, I think, on the.
Well, we can leave them on the no change and they'll just actually become a change. Can't we?
Eric, you were in there. Remember when we got him in at the last minute because I couldn't get a hold of him.
Right, but that didn't affect this list for scheduling.
Well, we probably made the list out at the beginning.
This is going to have what the current, the requested, the recommended.
Oh, you're right.
So you have a different kind of a list.
So.
Joe, or Mr. Armstrong.
Yep.
The value I have on here is $839,820. And was it lowered?
That's what we're
I didn't know anything about it until today. Daryl told me it was okay. 733. My initial request was 685.
733.
660.
Yep.
785,
660. 733, 660.
660. So can I move to take that recommendation? Is that how we do that? It's been a year. I took last year off. I had a kid.
Okay. But if you're going to do what is recommended on our list, which this should be on our list this way, then we'll make the motions all at one time. But if you're going to change what you have here, then you made your individual motions.
Yeah, and there's nothing on here, so we'll have to make a motion. Now, actually, Zollner's, if we're going to make a change, we have to do that also because it's not listed.
But you're hearing them now. So what you did is you went through the five or six last year and you voted on them, and then they became off that list.
Well, we had just already read them, yeah, so that's true.
Here's Zollner's card now. Mm-hmm.
What would Zollner's is 149 a square foot?
Zollner's is, you're talking two different things, a horse and an elephant.
We're working on this one.
Zollner's a one-story.
Well, I'm looking at the two houses that are the closest together for pricing.
But I won't compare that. I'm not going to compare a one-story to his story and a half or story and a whatever.
I've never been in Zollner's. Do they have a loft over their garage?
They have a basement under it. It's exactly the same home. I mean, there isn't two closer homes.
That would be my
whole second floor to Zollner's, so I don't know.
So there's a finished basement under a garage. Would that be comparable?
There's a basement. You have a basement.
Not under my garage.
Okay. We've put down a basement. So are you protesting his now? Is that
no, I'm not. Just get close. I mean, that's logical in my sense, but whatever you guys
all thought. We do is just try to be close between similar houses.
So do you need a motion? That's what I'm asking.
Yes, we'd need a motion for a.
I would move to move it to the recommendation of 733-660.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to move to 733-660. This would be item number 33 on the change list.
Number three.
This phone really moved it.
Oh, okay,
had to
I'm
move
sorry.
It from
I'm
the
sorry.
No change to the change, so yep. I'd be making a okay. motion to make it item 33, new value 733,660. Full disclosure, this is my business partner, so I will not be voting on this.
Change list. Okay, so we were making a motion to move it to the change list at the 733,660, and that yes. was tax being who?
Monetary change.
I'm sorry?
Monetary value to you.
The hell I caught it on the ones last year.
Warren, a second. Warren.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Juergens.
As far as
switch has been changed.
I guess I don't feel I got enough information to vote on this. As far as the square footage, where does that set everybody then? Price per square foot.
From what Daryl said, it'd be $168.77 a square foot for this one. Zollner's would be at $149.
Okay, that's where it doesn't look right to me. This one's at $168 now.
That would still put me the highest on the list.
That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not the highest on the list.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You're not?
No, but I would be toward the top end of the list.
Okay. Okay. There's some at, I got at $205 a square foot. I got $202 a square foot. And
I'm looking at it.
Not the highest.
There will be some discrepancy. You're probably going off of the new values.
See, right here.
And the information the public right. would have would be what we have on the website.
The
so the
two different types of houses.
Valuations that everyone can see are the current valuations. You're looking at the new valuations, I assume, correct?
Proposed, yes. With the current assessments proposed that sent out to everybody. Yeah. That is correct.
Sorry. Well, can we do it all at once?
It's a different thing.
Motion by Dorn, second by motion by Haxby, second by Dorn. Terry?
Hmm?
Any other discussion?
Nope.
All right. With that, I would ask you, if there's no other discussion, to vote. This would be moving that to the change list, item 33, at a value of $733,660. Please vote. 5 in favor, 1 nay, and team in abstaining. Juergens voting no. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong. Who do you have next, Ms. Milligan?
Anya.
Would you give your name and address for the record, please?
Tanya Malko at 405 North Sumner Street in Beatrice, Nebraska.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Thank you, Lloyd. Please begin.
Okay. I just want help with, I'm taxed as an 80 acres, but in reality, I only have 62 acres. And that's what I want to get help with, getting my taxes, paying taxes on my 62 instead of the 80.
I talked to Lloyd about this just real briefly. Lloyd, do you want to kind of go over this or?
Sure. In our research, you took title with the north half of the northeast quarter. And there's absolutely no question in my mind that the county road cuts into your land. And I ended up calling the neighbor to the north, whether I should have or not. And they say that that history goes back into the 1960s, that yeah. they farm down to the road, and you farm up to the road. And so, in my opinion, you own 62 acres. And the neighbor across the road owns a few more acres than 160, although there isn't a square section in that township, in my opinion. And so I don't know if the town, that section's short of acres or not. But that's the way I read it. And what she has is The 80 acres has, isn't it Spruce Road? Which road is it?
I think it is, yes. Spruce Road.
Yeah, Spruce Road cuts down into her 80 and divides a sliver off to the north, and then she has a 62 acres to the south. Now, to me, and I'm not an attorney, but a quick claim deed to the neighbor would solve your problem. I've already said probably too much.
How many dollars an acre is that ground taxed at currently? For that classification of soil, she's being taxed on an 80 right now. What would the price per acre on an 80 be?
It should be in here.
65.
Between $2,740 an acre and $4,165 an acre.
This farm in particular, what are you taxing?
I'm looking at her 62 acres. And her class, Wymore silty clay loam is at $4,165 an acre. And the Odo silty clay loam, which is inferior soil, is taxed at $2,740 an acre. We're assessed at that, I mean.
So I divide this proposed $292,955 by 80. That's $36,61.94 an acre if we take it by 80, which is what I assume we're taxing it at for acreage.
That suits me fine. I had no choice, in my opinion, to deny the request and advise her to go to an attorney.
Which I did.
Yeah.
What was the opinion of your attorney?
Well, he just said that you could, like, deed it over to Shales or whatever so I could get my be taxed on my 62 acres.
So you do own on the other side of the road then?
No, I just have my 62.
So you'd have to deed away ground you don't own.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say you can't deed away something that doesn't belong to you.
Oh, but she doesn't have.
I mean, I'm familiar with this property.
She's getting taxed for 80.
I'm getting taxed for 80, but I only have 62.
And if you look in the plat map, you're going to show there are 65 acres, it says. If you look on the FSA map, it shows there's
60.65
acres. Mm-hmm. Now, then out of the waterways. I wasn't done, Eddie. Which comes up to probably what the plat says of the 65.32. I see no sense in why we're charging them for 80 acres when it's not there. Makes no sense.
Is the person across the road getting taxed for those additional acres?
Shows okay. There's 82 acres over there.
Well, you got
my recommendation, even to Mike, was probably to have it resurveyed from the 60s and do a surveyed and then a new deed.
What we just saw this year.
The only way that we could fix her would be take those acres down because she's got an 80. I don't know how that would end up if you fought it. I really don't.
I just want to pay taxes on my 62.
I know.
What we saw this year on the waterline project is if a road's been there, the road is the new law of the land. And when we conversed with our engineer and tried to find out what was going on, it was actually city water line, and there's a lot of argument on that. That road became the new boundary, the center line of that road.
So what we would have to do then is take her down to the amount that she's farming by putting those other acres in waste or something, and then we need to charge the gentleman on the other side of the road.
The acres aren't there. Daddy, the acres aren't there to put into waste.
Mm-mm. But there,
no, because his is
makes no sense. Okay, why don't you just charge her for what she owns?
Well, the state of Nebraska says it's deeded acres. But then the thing, because that's what the deed will say, is deeded acres. The other guy is not getting charged for the 13 extra that, or however many he's getting. He's farming.
Says he's only got 85.
The deed says the north half of the northeast quarter. I looked it up. And that doesn't mean she owns it. It just says that.
But you would, the gentleman on the other side is farming your acres, or whose
some
acres?
Of, some of
all
many,
my dad's
Patty.
Ever farmed was the 62. Yeah,
not very many, Patty.
South of that, there's 85. North of that, there's 83. Mr. Juergens, I figured that the 292,955, which would be, and this, Mr. Dickinson, let's see what you think of this too. The 292,955 divided by 80 is 36,6194 an acre. If we take that times the 65.32, which would include, I assume, the roadway and the other portions that we would tax for.
Is it possible to just say reduce her down to 62 acres and let Annette figure out the soil quality and cut the acres where they need to be?
That'd be really easy. That's even that's even less acreage. That'd be 3 acres
right.
less.
Then this plat book says that the adjoining land to the north owns 82.57 acres and. Maybe have the Annette look into that a little bit.
And if you look at it, south of her property, that 80, supposedly 80, is at 84.54.
Mm-hmm. And if you keep going south.
77 acres below that. It's great in a perfect world, but that's not realistic. And we've gotten spanked a little bit on that this year where the new roadways are.
Well, it's a round world, and they were doing a flat. Yeah. Service.
Would Annette be able to do that while we're here yet today?
Oh yeah, I can go down if you want and get it.
Would that be? I mean, does that make sense to everyone? Well, Lloyd, if you would.
You want both of them then, the north hers and the one to the north?
That would make sense because it's realistic. If we adjust one, we need to adjust that over to the other one. Only problem is on the other one. If we adjust that acreage up, do you need to schedule them for this next hearing?
I will just send a board notice out saying that's what we're going to change it to. But okay. I thought Mike told me it was more than 5 acres.
Lloyd?
I'd be wrong.
Well, everybody's
that Dorothy Grell Estate, yeah. Then, is it 84 acres or is it an 80?
It's listed as an 80 as well from what it sounds
it is.
Like. So they'll adjust that
be,
one
okay.
up.
Okay, all right.
So, Ms. Malco, if you could wait a little while, we'll take a look at that, try to make an adjustment based on your acreage and soil type, and then we'll try to get back to you here in a little while.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Milligan, who do you have next? And there's a sign-up sheet for anyone that would want to talk. I don't think anyone new walked in. But.
So David Rayburn. And here's his
David Rayburn, 100 West Mulberry.
Would you please raise your right hand? You swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you with
that. I do.
Thank you. Please begin.
Okay, so my question is, over the last 2 years, the Board of Supervisors or whoever deemed that I needed to have an increase from my current value, 10% increase, and then again this year, 14%. So my question is, why? Because I haven't done anything to the place, and I'd like to see the assessment, or not the assessments, but the variations or the comparisons of other property that's sold at this. And I made a comment that as the Board of Supervisors looks through this type of increases, you're doing the same thing the rest of the state is. Is that the right thing to do? I don't believe it is, and I don't think half the citizens believe the same thing. So as you look through this inflation that we've been going in these last couple of years, all you're doing is following suit that everybody else is doing, and you're supposed to be leaders. So I would expect that you would lead the way and not force this increase on everybody. That said, I understand that the mill levy hasn't been set yet, so we don't know what our exact taxes may be.
Correct.
Or maybe they have been.
No.
But so maybe our actual taxes on our homes may not go up, but because you've increased the value, you can always increase that mill levy, and then it still comes back to us and costs us more money. So as you do this to all the homes in Gage County, you're also adding additional fees to other folks. So if I owned a home and you increase the value of the home that I am renting out, I'm going to increase the rent on those folks that are in it. So as you do this, supposedly as leaders of the county, I would expect that you do better than what you're doing. By increasing my home 10% last year and 14% this year, you're putting a hardship, or you will put a hardship on me at some point. Now that I'm retired, I look at that a little bit harder, and I have more of a fixed income. So I look at everything that you make me pay out more for taxes. I'm paying out more for groceries and everything else. I'm not giving you a sob story. You all know this. But the thing is, you're supposed to be leaders in our community, and you're supposed to be watching out for us. The governor says he's given us property tax relief. Well, he only does it on the school portion, whether it's a local school or the community college. But again, you guys are supposed to be leaders. I don't think you're much of a leader if you continue to raise our rates. And as a Board of Equalization, I've looked at all your taxes. You're not all paying the supposedly 12 to 14% tax that we're getting. You didn't get hardly anything, 8%. I'm getting 14%. Eric didn't get much. He's only got 5%.
So I believe I got around 10.
I'm saying that over your taxes from last year.
Around 10%.
Well, it doesn't look that way on this, unless you got an increased one.
The bad thing is you don't have the new numbers yet. You have last year's rates.
Yeah, but even at 10%, Eric,
year before.
I'm 14.
Let me explain.
And you won't make an adjustment, so help me out here and tell me how it comes. And let me finish, because when I look at the board minutes met on June 1st, at the end it says Patty talked about the valuations that were being sent out on June 1st. It says Beatrice will see a 12% increase. Are you guys not Gage County? And why is Beatrice only seeing a 12% increase? Or are you just so defined that you didn't look at Gage County as being a 12% increase, but you misstated by saying Beatrice? Why did you say Beatrice and yet it's the Gage County supervisors?
Okay. So let me explain the whole situation, and just bear with me. The state of Nebraska has us be between 92 and 100% of market value on all of our from our sales. So we have a sales file. Residential goes back 2 years. Commercials, two years. And agricultural is 3 years, okay? So Beatrice and Gage County is valued all differently. We're not the same type of, like, acreages or one grouping. Your Beatrice has neighborhoods, like
I'm in
wild.
Urban.
Okay, so you're in urban.
Yeah.
Are you in acreage?
Yes.
Okay. Those have been very – is it in the north?
No, south.
Okay. So what we have to do, and what the state of Nebraska requires us to do, is, according to the rules, is to be between 92% to 100% of market value. We look at all those sales and place them in an array. And Daryl, Mr. Stander, does that for me because he's my appraiser. So depending on where you're at is where it says if there's, like, in a town or in a rural area, if there's 10 or more sales – then we have to look and see. Some of our ratios this year were 80%. So when we're talking a median level of value, we're talking an array, 10 sales, like, you know, in a town, and then you hit the median level. So when we don't hit the median level, we are required by the state of Nebraska, and this was put into place by the legislature, and that's been going on for years and years. Is this a good way to value property? I don't agree that it is either, but that's what I have to do. We have to put a percent across the board in order to get it up to the level of value. Then the Turk will look at my level of value to determine whether I'm in that 92 to 100%. So if yours is an acreage, then, or, you know, in the south or in the north, north is probably higher. South, we're determining because we have groupings. We don't just do county as a whole. Beatrice had been going up 5 to 10% per year. This year, I think some of them went up 17%.
Yeah, and I'm at 14.
And I had showed Mr. Swavely, and I could show you that in my office. That's a real good example of what we have to do. We look at a sheet, and we find out what your houses are selling, what style our houses are selling, whether it's one stories, whether it's one and a half, two stories. And we have to be at that level. So in order to get us to that level, those are percentage raises. And everybody can be different, but we cannot treat a sold property any different than an unsold property.
Mr. Rayburn, I guess I wanted to explain that too. We don't set how houses are valued or properties are valued. That is by statute. So I had this conversation multiple times with Eam Groenwald, and he sat on the board at one time, so he knew how the system worked. His farms were getting into the seven figures an acre, and he said, I didn't pay that. And I said, I know. your great-great-great-great-grandpa paid $100 an acre for it. But now he's being taxed at that higher dollar amount because the other property owners are buying this. I don't disagree with you that this isn't right. Now, as far as us being leaders here, what we can do, even though your valuation goes up, we can be responsible with our mill levy. Our mill levy will be coming down even if dollars didn't go up. The valuations are going to go up. Our mill levy will go down more. It's important to talk to the other taxing agencies and make them be responsible with their mill levies also. But the valuations that we're setting now, it is based off sales. So everything, as you heard in the last conversation, very minor differences between homes, a story and a half versus a story, or, I mean, each of those pieces comes into play. You're in the same market that I am, unfortunately, in acreages. We've been hit harder over the last 5 years than some of the others have. A lot of the homes in town are being hit now, and it is. It's a hardship on new homeowners, retired folks.
Yeah, I get that. But you said yours, even if yours went up 10%, the valuation of my home doesn't compare to yours. I don't have a full basement. I have a dirt basement for probably two-thirds of it. The foundation around my house was built in 1880, and most of it's still there. I doubt that there's any home in Beatrice that would compare exactly to mine. I'm not on city sewer. I've been trying to get on city sewer, but I'm so damn far away from it. I'm going to have to pay $20,000 just to hook up to the sewer. So I'm on septic tank, okay? So I want to see the valuation that they made made my house go up $18,000 this year.
And that's something we asked for this year as well. Daryl, do you have the valuations that you used on this home to make the change?
Okay, I was...
Because, Mr. Rayburn, that's something that we asked for this year as well, so that we had that information.
When I sent in my paperwork, I assumed I was going to get reviewed, and then it comes back, no change. Well, nobody even looked at it. Nobody come out to my house and ask me about it. Nobody even looked at it. Nobody called me, nothing. So it's like, really? So there's not very many people that actually put in an application or a notice that said, hey, I want you to look at my house because I think the valuation's wrong. So how many did you really look at? Did you just drive by, or did you use a drone? Did you just drive by in a plane? Or how did you get to that point where my house went up $18,000? And what comparison do you have to another house that looks just like mine that has got a foundation from 1880? There's a partial basement on that I put on several years ago, closer to probably 25. So I don't get it.
Well, let me answer part of your questions. One is we only have 480 square feet of a basement there. It's basically a cellar, but it is accounted for. We were out there on June 8th, and the things that we found there was that we had a covered patio that had not been picked up. It was 12 by 40. We picked it up. And
let me tell you, that was done 25 years ago, and there's a building permit for that. So if you didn't pick it up 25 years ago, don't start coming in and reevaluating my home. That's not fair, is it?
Well, shame on us, okay?
But yeah, okay.
You didn't pick it up. You protested. Once you protest, you kind of take everything off the table. We get to look at it again.
Oh.
So right or wrong, sir, but that we were out there, and those are the things that we had gathered up. So tell me if the
basement's it's got a covered patio. You're correct.
Okay.
But it's been there for over 25 years.
I
put it on before my daughter graduated from high school.
We're not going to forget it, though, sir. We're not going to say, okay, since it's been there so long, I'm going to forget about it.
No, all of a sudden it's worth $18,000.
But we had to pick it up, okay?
Okay, but what did you do on the rest of the house?
The rest of the house...
How does it compare to another home is what I'm asking.
Okay.
What other home do you have comparable?
I don't have that with me. Hang on.
I asked the board again. You guys are leaders.
This is
the kind of appraisal I get.
People do have buildings and stuff on their property that haven't been taxed, and those do go on as they're reviewed. They do get missed sometimes. People build things without permits, unlike you.
I get that, but as I look at it as a homeowner, my house drew $18,000. Where's my response? Now I come here in front of you and ask, and all of a sudden he says, oh, you had a covered deck that wasn't included before. It was on there for 25 years. You guys do a review of this. How many times have you did that? Last year. You didn't pick it up then either? I was through the same review probably 10 years ago when they increased mine, and I came to it. And it was already there. How come they missed it then? All of a sudden they missed it?
Probably didn't go out and actually look at it. Do we have...
We were out there.
Do we have comparables for his?
Not go out there, but we're...
I'm not arguing you shouldn't go out there. I'm just saying when you go out there, if there's a question, you should ask it.
His protest is that it's a percentage increase. He furnished no comps to us to give us anything other than the increase in percentages. So we diligently went out to look at your property based upon your protest that something's wrong. We did pick up these things, and now you're saying that we should never do that.
No, I did not say that. No, I did not say that.
It was 20
years old. You're putting words in my mouth, but that's not...
It was 20 years old.
Where's the valuations you did for comparables? What homes do you have?
Okay, I didn't have it.
Okay.
His complaint was not any comparables. His complaint was a percentage of increase. And in my book, percentage of increase doesn't...
I got nothing to say, guys.
You can't.
I got nothing to say. You did a poor job of it, and now you're making excuses. You didn't do a valuation with other homes. You're telling everybody else we did valuation comparisons. Me, you didn't? Okay. 18% or 18,000, okay. I don't agree with that. It's wrong.
How many houses were done based off of comparables, and how many were done off of percentages?
Almost all of them were done off of percentages.
Yeah.
That's a way Turk would have ordered it on me if I wouldn't have done it myself. So those were, you know, Beatrice is too big to get to everything. So basically the taxpayer needs to come in and indicate to us why his value isn't at that particular value.
You understand why I'm upset?
So, Mr. Rayburn, we don't have your comparables saying that these numbers are wrong.
It's not my job to present them they're wrong. It's your job to present that they were right. They were never right in the first place.
They may not be, but they've given us a price, so then I don't necessarily agree with this either, but it does fall upon the property owner, such as the lady before you that brought in proof that the acreage was wrong.
I get that, Eric. I get that. So the Board of Supervisors takes no responsibility. They add 14% to my property based on what the state of Nebraska says is available or allowable. And then when I come and protest it, there's nothing I can say against it because you didn't do your job in the first place and do valuations against other homes. Come in and say there was a problem with it, regardless if it was just by percentage, you should have looked a little deeper, then drive by and say, well, the reason we raised it $18,000 is because he's got a deck on it that wasn't noted.
There is something you can do still. I mean, if without us having...
Yeah, I can go spend money, and I can go get evaluations from other people, or I can go talk to... But I told you, there's nobody in Beatrice, in Gage County, that has a house like mine. It was built in 1880. The foundation on 75% of it is still there. It's still the stone wall, or it's not even a knee wall. It just... whatever is there.
It may cost money. I mean, it...
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to sit here and argue with you
guys. I'll be willing to go down and look at first some comparables for this, because when we do this many parcels in this little bit of time, we do a percentage across the board, and that's the way that it's legally done. I mean,
yeah.
Do I agree with it? No, but we can't look at 16,000 properties in 1 year. And we raised almost all 16,000. So
Patty,
I'll go down and find some comparables.
I think it's very unfair that you charge me 14% on my property. You get 10%. Schuler only got like 8%. And there's not very many on the board here that got the 14%.
But, sir, I don't look at their names to see what we do.
I'm not saying
I
that.
Mean, you we're did. Looking at...
I'm not saying
at...
there's anything corrupt. I'm just saying when you look at everybody else... got more of
and some in the north got $100,000 increases. I mean, different acreages up north.
Up north, it was.
I'm arguing about myself,
Mr. Rayburn.
But I'm pointing out that if it's supposed to be equitable,
so Patty, what On a covered patio, what are you going to charge a square foot on that?
Not that much for what. But that's not what.
But what, how much?
As old as it is. How old did you say it was?
I did it. My daughter graduated in 2001, and I put it on just before she graduated.
That's not why it got the increase.
But either way, what would you charge for that, or what would the evaluation be on that?
I'd have to run it, because we did not throw that covered deck on to increase. If in rights, we probably should have increased the value rather than doing right, any.
Sure.
Well, and that's my point, Daryl. Yeah. So what would just a rough estimate value of that covered porch, you know, it's 480 square feet.
It's the increase that I put on that did it.
Well, I understand that. But what I'm saying is the covered porch needs to be part of the valuation moving forward. You got a discount for the last 20 years is what has more or less happened.
No, it went up. When I did my remodel, my taxes went up. I just assumed all that was in there. Because when I did my remodel, I added on 40 by 30 addition to the house. Mm-hmm. And all that was included in this whole business.
Sure. But what they're telling you, David, is that...
They missed it when they did their evaluation.
Right. But it wasn't on the valuation. So
it's always been on the picture.
In essence, you've had a discount for 20, however many years it's been there.
No, I don't believe that's true. Because when I did it 25 years ago, my taxes went up.
Without any documentation from you saying why it would go down, and I know you don't like this because it costs money to find those or to hire somebody to get those comparables. They're out there. It's just not always easy to find. You can take us to Turk on that. We don't get upset about that. What I would ask you to do, this isn't going to help you this year at all. It's going to be hard for the board to change any values, but what I would ask you to do is go in and talk to Patty. This doesn't help you at all now. But if we can show comparable houses that lower yours or raise yours. I mean, it goes either way. But what I would ask is, and I'm sure Patty's willing to do that, work with her. It won't cost you anything. You can go in and talk to Patty, get some comparable homes, get four or five, however many, and that is something we can do. It doesn't help you at all now. I'm not offering you anything that'll change anything now, but Patty will work with you. You don't have to hire someone. She'll work with you to find those, and then it's a year away. It doesn't help a bit for this year's taxes. No. But it's not our intent to artificially raise any valuation. If you're selling, it's great. If you're not selling, it's not good.
Right.
But that's something she can work with you on. Okay.
And I can go right down there now, and we can look at the sales book, and I can show you some homes.
Well, I don't want to take you away from your...
Well, no. There's only one other one coming. But so in the future, if you have a protest in, because a lot of what other people are saying is if the protest, it is my responsibility to put those increases on, but it's also the taxpayer's responsibility to make sure that we're wrong. And so, like, if you would have found some homes that were out of place compared to yours, that would have been helpful. You know, there's people that will just say the taxes are too high, and you did more than that. You didn't like the increase, which that's a lot of what a lot of people have said. And then at that point, I would have found some homes, you know, and we have a sales book, or come in and talk to me at any time, and we can show you some what's going on in the marketplace. But, like, a lot of these people are going to list parcel numbers and compare. There's, like, maybe Joe did and things like that. You have to kind of have a case against us in order to go forward. And these guys had no they're the Board of Equalization, but it's my job to make sure that all these different entities, how we have them grouped, are up to the 92 to 100%. And so I will go right now, and we'll look at the sales book, and I'll explain to you a little bit more about this procedure. And once again, the legislature didn't get a lot done, and I'll be the first to admit to you that they didn't with the way we tax properties. And so if I would chase a sale, like, and all of a sudden I'd go to a sale and say, okay, somebody paid this amount of money, and if I ran out there and got it at 92%, that's chasing. And you can't do that because you have to use the thought process of you've got to treat the sold and the unsold the same if they're the same type of home. Okay. So I'm looking at a one-story. I'm looking at a one-and-a-half. I'm looking at a two-story, brand new versus, you know, there's all kinds of different increments. Okay. So let me explain a little bit more to you down there.
Okay.
and then...
Right. It's not our intention to ever make a value incorrect, though. It's not nice. I will say under $300,000 or $400,000, the values have gone up a lot more. That's where people have the ability to buy, and unfortunately, those prices have really gone up higher.
It's just, if you guys look at the mill levy and don't, you know, everybody's got to be...
Well, this board will definitely look at the mill levy, and like I say, it's our intention to actually not just lower the levy, but actually lower our tax asking this year. We can play the game with numbers, but the intention is to ask for actual less money, not just lower the mill levy. Unfortunately, not all your taxing bodies are the same.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so the next one is that Darrell's or Lloyd's? Newbie? Newbie? I'm going to go talk. Do you want to go down and I'll explain a little bit more to you.
Who's next then?
Darrell, who, or Lloyd, who is next in line?
I can't read it. Newbie?
Yeah, Newbie, I think, is next.
Robert?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's mine. Where's the card on it?
Number 25 on the no change. Sir, would you give your name and address for the record, please?
Robert Newby, 11746 West Pine Road, Diller.
Will you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. 25 on the no change list. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm just kind of curious here. My land stayed the same, which I don't have much. But the buildings went up, what, just a little less than $14,000. And what brought that up? I want to know.
Mr. Newby, I did not hear the question. I apologize.
Almost $14,000, my buildings went up, and I want to know why that happened.
It's a sales-based system per the law. And so the assessor knows what the properties sell for. She knows what they're assessed at. When that gets out of alignment, the state of Nebraska says you have to raise everybody by a certain percentage.
So,
and we've got a lot of acreagers complaining.
So in other words, the state of Nebraska and your supervisors, Gates County, are going to pay for my stuff I got to fix?
Well, I don't know what you have to fix.
I got a lot of stuff. Deferred maintenance, have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
When you can't afford to do it?
I've been without money too at times.
Yeah, he's got money. That's the only thing. I just want to know how my buildings. I want to know.
Would you go? You do have this information here. Do you want to go through this sheet with them?
Did you get the handout?
We did.
I really would.
They've got it.
Do you want to?
Sales-based system.
I'm sorry. Just a second, Mr. Newby.
Yeah.
Would you like a copy of this? This is what they're going to go over, just so that you can kind of. I'm sorry. Be careful for your step. This will be what he goes over.
Look at the back page.
That back page there. He's going to go over this sheet with you quickly. You asked how they got to that value.
Let's see. Last.
No, it's the first page on yours.
Oh, okay.
He turned it over.
Okay. It is
the
property valuation one?
No, it's the back page.
It is the back page.
Okay.
Yeah, it was up there. Okay.
That's all right.
Okay. Or there.
This was the basis of my argument. And once again, we're on a sales-based system. And so I attempted to take out the value of the sites, the acreage sites. I took out the value of the outbuildings per the assessor number, right or wrong. And that left the house and divided it by the square footage of that house. And the first sale on the list is below yours, is $98 a square foot and built quite a bit newer than your home. The next one was $52 a square foot, and the last one is $95 a square foot. And yours is being assessed right now at $54 a square foot. So I thought that in view of your condition of your property, that the assessor was about right. And that's my argument.
Well, I know it don't do no good to argue. I just come here to find out what was what.
I'm hoping that helps.
Sir, they've changed my numbers many times. They've got
that.
A mind of their own.
Mr. Swavely?
Do you have anything close to you that resembles your place? Got a guy across the road from me, but that's a lot newer house. Okay.
Well, I mean, think.
Here's the thing, okay, that what he's trying to do here is compare houses in the vicinity that are reasonably close in size or condition. And that's how the assessor comes up with the numbers that they come up with. So it's a, you know.
Well, I knew there was topless coming here, but I just wanted to figure
that's
out.
That's not right. I mean, you can't say that. There's always ways to resolve a problem.
I can say that. It's free country, isn't it?
Yeah, sure it is. Okay, but
I'm beginning to wonder.
They look at everything that they have available to them. Okay, to make that type of a judgment.
Okay.
And you know, and you have. I mean, I know you come up with this, but if you could have presented some other houses or places around your area or in that general vicinity that you could have these guys compare them with, then you have a chance to win your case.
Well, on a kind of that subject. The way this land is going, sound like I don't know who in the world can afford millions of dollars for land. I don't have a clue how they can afford it, but they buy it all the time.
But we agree.
I mean,
with
change
you,
the subject.
But you have that conversation too, and it's the same with houses. That valuation has crept up very quickly. It's trying to get a value on your home that's similar to what's realistic. Does that mean that's what you paid for it? No.
I don't. It's too many years ago. I don't even know what I'm paying for.
I mean, that's what we're doing is giving an equal value. I mean, this is an equalization committee.
Right.
We try to equalize it across everything. I agree with you on the farm ground. I don't see how you can pencil some of that ground out, but people keep buying it, and that
I don't know how they can
it
do
drives it drives it up.
One thing, Mr. Newby, I'd like to point out: I didn't go to Cortland to find acreage sales. I stayed in your neighborhood.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. You're in section 22.5. The first sale was 15.26. The next sale is 31.35. And the last sale is 12.16. So, and that's on your sheet there. So I try to stay in your neighborhood, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Juergens.
Bob.
Yeah.
Another way to look at it, maybe not a good way, but would you sell your acreage for $107,000?
I got it's tempting, I'll tell you that.
I mean, would you do it or not?
Where am I going
to live there? I'm just trying to look at the other
side.
Well,
I know where you're coming from.
Okay.
You know, if it was,
I tried this several years ago.
Yeah.
When you guys did this to me several years ago, I says, it's worth this much. Give me the check and it's yours. Oh, no, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I've made that offer before when we were doing tax equalization on farm ground, and the ground was way too high, and I've made offers on ground.
Is that right?
Yeah, so be careful
what I wish for.
Exactly right. The bad thing is it's like a nice pickup. You sell it and you get a lot of money for it, but then you still have to replace it.
That's right. Yeah, I can't argue that.
That value hopefully is close to – hopefully that value is less than you're going to sell it for, I guess.
Yeah.
And I believe it probably is less, but it doesn't make it feel any better when you're paying taxes.
I don't know. Well – like I said, we almost went up $14,000, and it's going to cost a hell of a lot more than that to fix it up. So that's, I guess, I just come here to basically see what was going on.
If you have questions on that sheet,
I get to keep this? You want to
keep that?
No, that's yours.
Oh, okay.
So that sheet, and if you have questions on it, please talk to the assessor's office. That's specifically what you asked. How did they come to the valuation of your home? And they spend a lot of time putting that together.
Well, I got a phone call here about 2 days after I filed. It says I was SOL. Well, they didn't say SOL.
Yeah.
They said, we can't do nothing for you or something. I forget what it was. So then I got this letter. I just decided I want to come and see what's what.
Well, we appreciate you coming. If you do need that explained, though, or if you have questions on it, I should say, ask Mr. Dickinson or Ms. Milligan. And that is how they came to the valuation.
Yeah, I was just curious. I just want to see what was going on. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Nice meeting.
Mr. Dickinson or Mr. Stannard, do you have any more on your list for today? I guess my next question would be for the Malcos. I'm sorry. If we could check on the Malcos property and
kids talking to you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, he's, that's...
He's two here. He's two here.
Oh.
Oh.
They've been patiently waiting.
I've never seen
okay.
That, so I want to go see it.
Okay, thanks, Daniel.
Yep.
No, I don't have one, but...
Oh, here, I got one.
Oh. Okay. This is what we came up with down at the assessor's office. And Tanya would have 65.32 deeded acres. And the bordering across the road to the north, that 80, would have 82.57 acres. I asked for a... I thought you wanted a assessment number, and I can't get it that quick. So...
Would it be fair to you if we would take that 80 and divide that dollar amount, the taxed amount, divide it by 80 and use that for...
Let me bring it back in at the next board meeting, please. That's the right way to do it, in my opinion.
Daryl?
Yeah.
Daryl.
That's fine. That's better than some things I've had
to do. The south, did you add acres to that one then?
Pardon?
The 80 to the south, did you add acres to that one?
No, we looked at that. It's a straight 80, and it's just a goofy shape. It's.
But, I mean, my plat map shows there's 84-some acres.
Well, her mapping on okay. On the, whatever they call it,
yeah.
Came up just right at 80.
Okay. All right, then.
Now, you know, sometimes those lines can move.
So, I know.
A fraction, and they're 2 or 3 acres. So.
Mr. and Mrs. Malko, what we do then is... hold on yours until the 26th.
And I can call you and tell you what the number is.
24th.
I'm sorry, 24th. Once I said that, it didn't sound right. The 24th, we'll have another equalization hearing at 10:30.
Yeah, I'll call you for sure. I've got your number.
Okay. Be around that time.
Right.
10:30 in the morning, we're going to start.
Well, I go to work at 2:30, so that'll be okay in the morning.
Oh, yours. I don't know. You're wrong in all the other damn things.
We'll ask one more time if there's anyone to plead their case for a protest or equalization today. We'll wait on the Malkos until the 24th. That way it'll give Mr. Dickinson time to prepare. And... If there's nothing else, we'll read. No?
Oh, yeah.
Will you? So Zollner's.
Oh, thank you.
Read the
wood.
Thanks for all your help. I want to thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Take care. See you.
Daryl?
Yes, sir.
Just to make sure for reading purposes, Zollner's has changed to $679,000.
Yes. That was correcting the error on the style of that home.
679 even. We'll make that item 35 on the change. 34 is, oh, yeah, because Malko's not on there. Zollner. Okay, with that.
What was the dollar amount again?
$679,000 and no cents.
Those on the change list.
On the change list. So we'll read these into the record real quickly. I'm going to start with the... The no change. Oh, is that on our agenda? Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry. Thank you. I'll just read down these.
Which one are you going to read?
We'll do the change first.
Changes.
Just per our agenda. Parcel 007-381-000.
Eric, sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
Did we need to have a move?
They were supposed to be on the change list.
Oh, Zollner was supposed to. Okay.
They had already changed.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, that's just not on ours. So when we get to those, let's just make sure we do those correctly.
Okay.
See you, Terry. 007-381-000. Ronnie Aiden, current value 123, requested value 114. Recommended change 110,450. We only have to read the recommended change, right? Okay. Parcel 009671000 B7 investments by Gary Barnard changed to 30,375. 00674100 Steve Borgman recommended change 104,590. 00885700 Steve Borgman. $15,710. 00867200. Brian Davidson.
Here.
8308.
Yeah.
00869100. Brian Davidson. 18761. 00013 9401. Trudy Domeyer. $442,050. 00100327. Mark Ells. $56,105. 01455200. Bruce and Tracy Fossler. $61,590. 01395400. Mm-hmm. Wesley Garland. $421,200. 00376500. Richard Carton. $11,940. 00525100. James Hom. $830,830. 01153400. Fred Harrison. $37,120. 00100310. Charles Hobine. $28,800. 01516500. Robert and Joyce Jurgens. $79,680. 01157500. Colton Kelly. $20,000. 01163450. Kenny Holdings. $900,000 even. 01489 6100. Ryan Luseman. $177,880. 00652000. James and Paige Moore. $148,665. 00362000. Gary Nicholson. $230,817. 00481700. Steve and Ruth Prawl. $204,055. 01317300. Lonnie Prefert. $942,480. 01316400. Lonnie Prefert. $223,530. 01422900. Robert and Carla Roland. $27,988. 01017100. Gary Rolunk by Gary Barnard. $60,000. 00003300. Lauren Ruskamp. $297,520. 0089920000. Justin and Emily Shockley. $18,916. 01396900. William Skanes. $44,860. 0111-89000. Julie Tweedy. $134,160. 00771000. Donald Wade. $1,941. 01391500. John Woodyard. $25,000. 00745620. Chadwick Zeman. $229,245.
That's changes,
right? We'll have the ads here. 00521810. Joe Armstrong. $733,660. 00521825. Jason Zollner. $679,000. Are there any other changes that aren't listed on ours that will actually be changes?
That I have here. For today, anyway.
Okay. I would ask for a motion to approve the change list as presented.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion?
That goes on my list.
Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries.
What about that?
The no
there's
change.
There's a waving happening over there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You need to change that one. Well, he said 6. Oh,
there's only.
He said six, but he messed it up because he forgot to
flip
it.
All right. Okay.
Did you do anything with Newby, Robert Newby?
I just keep him the way he was.
Just left it?
No.
Did you want it changed?
No.
No, he really didn't say
no.
He didn't bring in information, and you guys had exactly what we wanted. Here's your...
Yeah, there's...
So
yeah.
When he asked, you had, what, 5 parcels? I mean, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
No, we appreciate it. That makes it easier for us.
Go here.
The no change list, would anyone like to read that?
Emily.
No, Eric's been doing a great job.
I'm happy to read it, but if you guys want to, that's fine too.
Go for it. He's good at it. What are you looking at?
Gary always wants to.
Let's see how fast you are.
01304950000 AMVC Midwest LLC 1,134,960,00877100 Gerald Linda Anderson 117,890,01087,6731 Gary Bennett 314,950,00276,600 Harold and Shirley Bond.
Forgot a zero.
000.
He forgot. He
sounds like Eddie wants to read.
Yeah. He had an extra zero on the first one.
Sounds like Emily wants to read.
No kidding.
Those corrections are noted. Harold and Shirley Bond, 33,610,00277,6200. Harold and Shirley Bond, $278,030, 00277,6006. Harold and Shirley Bond, $18,415. 01065610 Janet Brandt 233960 00141500 Terrence Burrs 216810 01345890 Dennis Day 135670 00424320 Derek Fletcher 401840 00447400 Anthony and Jacqueline Flores 122520 01086700 Jeff Given 156750 0035450000 Lauren Kelly 340215 01164 3523 Kenny Holdings LLC 82000 004213000 Nicole Kovar Henkel 332760 002584000 Donna Likens, $479,010. 0025842000 Donna Likens, $159,380. 0017330000 Billy Little, $112,605. 0058210000 Billy Little, $250,470. 0058220000 Billy Little, 203795 001725000 Billy Little, 121,245. Tanya Malco will be on for the 24th, 008793000 Lawrence Malum, 75,455. 001464000 Robert Newby, 107 and 10. Dollars. Whoops. $107,010. 003442000 James Osterhaus. 96,055. 0146830000 David Rayburn. 143,940. 0146845500 Christy Rayburn. 135,730. 0147040000 Larry and Carol Reins, 152,160. 01304705 Larry and Carol Reins, 327,255. 0050650000 Wava Roberts, 143,115. 0038630000 Clarence Sadoff, 420,190. 00386410000 Clarence Sadoff 319,260 002342000 Dolores Stewart 149,140 0114480000 Janine Oldrick, $102,650. And Jason Zollner's was moved to the change list.
He's wanting to speak.
Yeah.
Dave's wanting to speak.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to let you know I did visit with Patty, and she kind of explained some things to me, and I'm still not happy about the $18,000 one-year increase, but I understand it a little bit better now. So appreciate her time, and I just wanted to thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming in. We want to be correct, so as correct as possible, but we don't always like it either.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Did you vote on what you just read?
No, not yet.
Go ahead. You need to.
I'd ask for a motion to approve the no change list as read.
Move as read.
Second.
I think a motion by Swavely and second by Lytle. Any discussion on the no change list? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Mr. Stannard.
Yeah. I just have a question for the board. We've got a taxpayer that they can't make the appointment set up for her for next week. And she wants more than 15 minutes. And she also wants us to pull the comps for her to value the property. And we have visited with her. All of us in the office have. Lloyd spent quite a bit of time with her. I've spent a lot of time. So she doesn't think it's fair. She wants more than 15 minutes. She has 5 properties. And I don't know what to tell her. And she's saying that we're not being fair and understanding. So
I turn this open to the board. Mr. Swavely, I think I know the opinion already.
I just think that, you know, they don't get any. Why should anybody get any different time? You know, they have to come to us with their
go ahead, Terry.
Information. Okay, we have our information, and if they don't like it, they can take it to Turk.
You want?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we should treat anybody any differently.
Right.
Okay. I agree with that. Well, we've tried 2 different times besides the time she is scheduled, and none of those are convenient. So I don't know.
She doesn't want you there.
No, she doesn't want you, you know.
Oh, yeah. And then she wants to know who's doing the hearings.
You bet. Talk to you later.
What do you mean, who's doing the hearings?
That's what the note is.
She doesn't want you there or what?
Probably not.
Oh, you were made ugly to her, were you?
Something.
Not real bad. She took it that way.
So he's gone. I said I'd meet him.
She called me.
Cheryl.
She called everybody.
She didn't call me.
What'd she tell you? I'm one of her favorite people.
No, she doesn't want. She doesn't want to.
Yeah, he got in trouble.
Cheryl, if I could.
They're angry.
I told Emily.
We're on the record, so just.
Right. I told Emily that I would. She could relate back to the taxpayer that I could take a few of your appointments.
Lloyd, would you talk into the microphone for the record, please? Sorry about that. Just so we have good record.
Usually my voice carries, but Lloyd Dickinson, referee. And Emily and I had a discussion in the hallway, and I suggested that maybe I could take a few of the 15-minute increments so that you would have more time for the taxpayers' protest of her 5 properties.
The problem is she's rejecting. This is Daryl Stannard, one of the referee coordinator. But they've given her 2 board dates, and those aren't convenient for her either. I'm just looking for some guidance from you folks.
How many properties is she protesting?
5.
I believe.
I'll second what Dave said.
I was on the phone with Terry. I apologize.
What Dave said was is that we should not treat anybody any differently than anybody else. And he said a little more than that, but that's what I'm going to say is that everybody should be treated the same.
They should get
this is equalization, so we're going to be equal.
Just for sake of conversation, Benji has 5 properties where most of these people have 1. Would that be something to consider?
We gave her 30 minutes. We expanded it for
so
the
So she already got additional.
Oh, she said.
Right. And then She won't let us in the property.
See, that's what bothers me, okay?
Well, I was just talking about her time.
Yeah. And it was extended so we could accommodate her.
So you did extend it, but she wants more.
She wants more, plus minutes. She's not, none of the dates are going to fit for her. So I don't know if you guys want to stay till she's through serving food or lunches. Or
does she want to come in earlier or later?
We've suggested that. 8 o'clock, that's too early. She's getting prepared for stuff. So
What time? Did she give you a time that would work?
I thought when she spoke to me, the 8 would work.
What just would now? Work?
Yeah.
Well, she told the office it wouldn't.
8 o'clock?
I think that's the one that she was thinking, but she wanted more time. More than 15 minutes. So if you said 30, that's more.
You offered the 30 minutes?
Yeah, that's what she was scheduled for, was the 30. Well, I don't know.
That was on your informals.
Oh.
That was on your informal hearing.
She doesn't want to come in and talk to you guys. She wants to talk to the board for longer.
Yeah. But that's your call. So I
really would suggest a board member be with Daryl when he talks to her. She's become a problem.
We can't change our time that we can hear things because we've advertised that now.
No, this is, I believe, the meeting with these guys. It wasn't with our board.
Yeah. She has scheduled a meeting for informal, for informal hearing. So
it's an informal hearing.
Yeah, and so she's wanting, and it's no problem. We'll set up any time that's convenient.
But so 8 o'clock will work?
That's what I thought. It was a really quick call, but that's what I thought she
How
said.
How long ago was that?
Do you have a time limit on
while
the
we were
informal?
Doing this?
15 minutes is what okay. we set out
but
the other
like
day.
I can see multiple properties.
Like you said, there's multiple properties. Usually 15 minutes is for one. Sure. So if she has five. So if you do a half an hour, that's...
Yeah, and Emily, she has come in and we have set time. And we spent hours with this lady. Okay. But anyway, we'll do whatever it takes to take care of her.
But how long do you anticipate it would take?
Oh, all day.
Yeah, with her, it will.
Some of them have to do with the apartment buildings up above. Remember Rita Hido bringing in stuff last year?
These are non-rented apartments, though, correct?
No.
I don't know that.
There's renters in them.
There's tenants in them. We got air conditioning units and curtains flying out. And
but there won't be any allowed...
She won't let us in the one that is finished, but she says it's not. All they do is their laundry there, and they may go up there to, I don't know what they do.
Emily, you thought 30 minutes would be work in 8 o'clock.
I just knew she wanted more than 15.
We want to accommodate. I understand 5 properties. We would give anyone one 15, I assume. I know you guys accommodate them, however you can. Do we want to set a time that it's just here's the window? Or
I'm very flexible. When they get to talking to me, I let it expand, and I just get behind with the other taxpayers, and I go, okay, I'll be with you. I apologize, but you're a half hour late.
Some are probably really fast. Others are probably, I mean, just like here today, only we didn't deal with very many.
This all we're ever going to have?
No.
No. Okay, Eddie. I wish.
I'm with Dave and Gary. We want to treat everyone the same at the same time with a half a dozen or 5 properties. I can see it being longer.
Okay.
My only thought is, though, if there's a time that works, and you've offered that already.
Right.
But she...
We'll make it work.
It was a quick phone call, but I think the 8 was going to work, but she needed more time because she has 5 properties.
Okay. If you schedule a half hour,
whatever
actually
time.
Schedule in maybe 40 minutes, hoping that you use that other time.
That's full. I mean, the menu is full all the way till 5 o'clock.
Does that work if Lloyd fills in on some then? Or is that not something?
Well, I'm bringing in another informal hearing person. And Lloyd's there, so, but she...
Well, I thought maybe I could cover
you. You want to take her?
I'd love to. But I thought maybe I could cover for you on the 15-minute increments following her time frame.
Oh,
so
I see.
Have more
just
time.
In case you get
that's what he's saying.
Up, I understand.
And that's fine. We'll make it work. I just want to know, the last I heard when I walked down here to come to speak, they said that 8 o'clock wasn't going to work for her. They gave her another time, and she said, that's not going to work. And then they gave her another little slot that they're giving her the slots that are open, and that wasn't going to work. So
that'd be fantastic if you two can back.
We'll make it work.
I'll do anything just to accommodate.
The only one that was rough today is the one that we based on percentage. I also understand why we base items on percentage with the number of parcels. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so this is that Mr. Rayburn. So I went
Thank
down
you.
There. He has a machine shed.
Thanks, Daryl.
On that property.
Turn your mic. It's a building.
Not only, yeah, it is. But not only did he get, he has a machine shed, he has a house.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
So when we looked at the total value of that, we could almost take $20,000 was on the land. I explained that to him. $20,000 he said he believed he had in the machine shed, which had a concrete floor. So that brought his house down to about $100,000. And then I was showing him comparables right and left. The new deck that he put on new metal roofing on 2 years ago. In the file, we have notes that in 2022, there were people out talking to him. He does not recall it, but he said it's possible. So
well,
things, you know.
A lot of that, though, that's why you document that. And I think a lot of people, they may not like the valuation, but if we do try to explain it calmly, go through things.
And I just explained to him maybe there would be a good thing to send out how you protest, because there's so many assessors across the state that are saying they're coming in just scanning, it's too high, and they're throwing
that's,
it.
Well, we've had that every year, it's too high.
I mean, the guys that do the homework and do the equalization are the ones that we should look at, definitely. And, you know, but the percentage increase doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter, but it doesn't when you're talking this era right now. And so he was very nice, because everything he said to me was, yeah, I did talk to somebody now that I kind of remember. And, you know, and it's on the notes.
It was nice that he came back in here, though.
Yes.
But that was really nice to see. And people do get upset. This is their personal property. This personally affects them.
And they have to vent to somebody. That's a lot of what it is.
All of them cooled off after they were here.
Yeah. Well, I think we got him a little confused when we got started.
As well as
Joe and Zollner came in, and we made them. We couldn't get a hold of Joe. That was quite honest until Eric got a hold of him. And then he came in at 5:15 one night, and we got him settled.
Were there any other people, I hope the answer is no, but that didn't know that they were up today for discussion? Because I had asked you for him that day I was in there, and you said he was not up. He was wound when he had talked to his neighbor and then found out that he was up today.
But both Zollner and him were they protested pretty fast, so then I think we put him on the 12th. I don't remember, because that would have been on the bottom of that letter, right?
Whoever was being heard on the 6th was on the bottom of the letter, too.
And remember, we had tried to call, because I think Daryl wanted out there, because he definitely wanted
to. I just hope we don't have any other ones that didn't know about it today. That's my fear. Or, you know, like we had no changes, but they were already a change. I hope there weren't any that were supposed to be changes that were on our no change list.
Not that I'm aware of. We only had 40 up to the first 3 weeks, so we would have not put any of those 40 on yet, past 40, because that's why your list was so little. For the first 3 weeks,
we had 60-some.
The next
56.
66. I know, because Daryl or Lloyd called a whole bunch of them to get him in here. Why? So he wasn't waiting.
Lloyd worked through 150 and
I don't know where
took care
at.
Of 140, and that was 2 weeks ago already.
Oh, okay.
And he basically sends out everything on a referee report and lets them know ahead of time. And then I called a bunch ahead of time to let them know today what that change would be.
So.
No, that really helps.
But the last meeting.
When is the next hearing?
The 24th.
No, no. 17th, the impartial hearing.
Oh, 17th.
17th. That's what I thought.
Well, they're all impartial, Dave.
No.
Well, Dave, when you
informal?
When you were in here, was it? Did it go pretty good on the informals?
Well, I thought it went good. I mean, they had two or three that they talked to on the phone, and I didn't know what was going on there. Okay, but the others that were here, you know, they had information in front of them that these guys could go back and they did what you're supposed to do. They came in with a list of properties and places that and then the other one was from Odell. I forget his last name was Party.
Nick. Dave. Oh,
Tanner.
No, it's not either.
Tanner. And his was just about that they didn't have the square footage of his house right.
And well, that's what the acreage on the Malcos, that seems like a no-brainer.
Still has me bothered because of what Mike Willett had talked to me about.
It sounds to me like she owns more property, but she's willing to just ignore it because that's what they've always done.
That's exactly what it is.
The issue is,
to get it right.
Well, we dealt with this with the city water line, though, and we talked to the county engineer, Manelli, about this. The property line follows the road. So it's a pre-established line, unless there's information that causes it to be otherwise. But it's a lot of it is whatever it has been is what it actually is.
See, Donna might not even take a deed because it's a deeded acres at 80. I don't know how that works with the registered deed.
I asked. He said it's not. It does not say that anywhere. If it had said 80 acres, that would be different too.
It doesn't on the deed?
Because that's what I asked him. If it says 80, she owns 80, but it doesn't say that.
To me, the guy's got, he's farming acres that Lloyd. He should be charged for, and she needs
right.
to be. And then in order to manipulate my system,
they don't want to
do that, but I'm supposed to have
an 80.
Way that goes into the
It's
state
an outside
right
80,
way.
But Lloyd said it does not say 80 acres on the deed. It just lists where it is.
I'm going to go look. Because a lot of times it doesn't.
My sister's got a farm that belonged to my dad. That he had bought, and when he bought it, and I come to you and talked about it then, it shows it's 118 acres. There ain't any more than 100 acres on that farm, including the river, and I perimetered the map on a 660 scale, tried to find 18 acres, and I got to take in the neighbor, and it just isn't there.
Give until it hurts.
Yeah, well, my sister owns it now, but I didn't. We split it between us, and I didn't charge her for 118. We used 100 acres.
Well, in the FSA, don't they vary now compared to what deeded acres are?
But whatever they were laying.
Well, FSA
counts. Well, actually, took away some acres from.
Yeah, FSA doesn't have 118 acres.
No, this was with that city water line we were going.
You got to realize these deeds are going back to way back.
At the time, I was told that I'm not getting taxed for it, or only at a very low rate, so it didn't matter.
It's actually true.
Well.
What happens if I
but
have
I guess
80,
really,
if I have 80 though, and I don't show 80 in my working file, it'll kick it out.
Well,
so we have to
make this road.
You know,
see with
planes,
apparently as time goes on, ground shrinks also.
Yeah, I guess so. Just like people. Well, I measured the railroad goes through there, so there's that to take out. I thought, well, maybe that was left in. There's. River.
Are we done?
And I can include
we're
the
still
river,
in,
the railroad.
We're still in the meeting.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Anything else for equalization? Thank you all for staying. Patty, referees went better today. Like I say, the only one that we had a hard time with was the percentage increase. And that one sounds like you really answered that. We kept Mr. Juergens here the whole time.
Until the
end.
He needed to hear all that.
Most whole time.
Once you adjourn, then I have something.
All right. If there's nothing else, next equalization will be the 24th at 10:30 in the morning with potentially the 25th if we have overflow. With that, we'll adjourn equalization at 2:38.